I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the nest. Here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, Ravens out of practice. Vinny Serrato will be joining us next hour. Get a status report. Looks like it's a pretty light day. Out of one winning drive. Probably going to ramp it up Wednesday and Thursday as they get ready for Dallas preseason game number two on Saturday. But if you like celebrities, Michael Phelps is there. Ray Lewis is there. But maybe most importantly, Kyle Hamilton's there. Back at practice, tweaked the groin. Was it a hammy? Last week caused him to miss 4 days, but he's back as this Ravens secondary. Has a lot of potential, for sure, but there's some of the tidbits coming out of one winning drive here on this lovely day in Baltimore. Bob Hedy, Nolan McGraw. Now, one guy won't be there. Sixth-round draft pick out of Rutgers, Robert Longerbeam. Had knee surgery. He was placed on IL. Here's John Harbaugh talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, well, he's going to get surgery. I can tell you that. As far as being a torn patellar tendon, you know, define that. You know, that's a little bit vague. So he's doesn't. You know, I can't really say what he has, but it's. You know, am I allowed to say what it is? HIPAA allow me to tell you what it is? I can't. He says no, but it's something that was deemed that that surgery was the best move for him. You know, and that's good. That's a decision that every player and has a right to make, and we support it. You know, so that's what he's going to do. I love him. The way he was playing really well.
Did he really support it, though? Based on the tone of that, like, well, I guess. So what exactly is a torn patella tendon? I have no idea. Well, is there a partially torn one? Is there a sprained one? I guess with all, you know, muscle groups. There's a tear and then there isn't. I mean, is he just making stuff up? Decided to get knee surgery just for the hell of it? We love him. As you heard, he was practicing well. But John Harbaugh, talk about vague. No. He went in hot and then kind of backed it up. Maybe he realized that he was kind of crapping all over the guy. It sounded like maybe I'm misinterpreting things for getting the surgery in the first place. Well, what exactly is it? Are we allowed to say this? Okay.
Three-part story all in one. We got every version of Harbaugh.
Right.
Yeah, that one's just weird. I don't even know where to go with that one to say that that's what was determined for him. Surgery is what was, I'm assuming he's referring to the doctors there. Then why are you trying to frame it in the next breath as the player's decision? You know, he went to the doctors and said, hey, this is what you have. Whether Harbaugh thinks that that's, what does that even mean? The torn off the bone. What does that even mean? What, yeah. can't walk without the assistance of crutches. I don't know.
He's got half a leg.
It's all a mindset type of thing, honestly. But yeah, look, okay, this kid's a sixth round pick. Same with Kone, for that matter.
Yeah.
They were in line to make the team, as deep as this roster is and as hard as it is to get down to 53. The Ravens do have a history of keeping their rookies. What are you upset about other than losing a depth piece? Where is this a guy that was you actually viewed as making a big difference for you with all the names in front of him in the secondary depth chart? It stinks for the kid. I don't understand Harbaugh's frustration, or at least that's the way he's coming off here.
Am I allowed to say it as he's saying it?
Right.
All right. But, you know, unfortunately for Longerbeam and Kone, and we saw his injury happen last Thursday against the Colts. You know, it's a blow. And then, you know, you rehab and the process becomes, you know, what did John Harbaugh say to Kone? The sun will come up tomorrow. Quote Annie there. It's all good. Let's move on, shall we? Because I'm flummoxed by that response to the question. Hey, John, how's your defensive line looking so far?
I guess you'd say it's a good problem to have. Okay. It does complicate it because there's more than the allotted number probably that are playing well enough to make the team. You know, I thought our D-line, like you said, both inside, outside, and the inside backers all played really well. I thought our secondary played well, too, on defense. Those guys did well. So they'll get another chance again here on Saturday, see how they do. But they've done well in practice. So some of those guys are really coming along. They're really improving. Some young player, developmental guys that have been worked with our coaches, Dennis Johnson and Matt Robinson and Chuck Smith and Tyler Santucci. I think those coaches have done a great job, and we'll see what they do on Saturday.
I mean, we know the guys on the D-line, Matt Abike, Jones, Broderick Washington. They brought in John Jenkins in the offseason. And he has Peoples, another draft pick this year, seems to be making a positive impression out there. They brought back Brent Urban, but now, he might be a long shot to even make the team, you know, barring injuries. You know, the defensive line looks to be pretty stout and hopefully effective here in 2025.
Yeah, when Brent Urban was signed a little over a week ago, my first reaction was, well, it's good to see him back. But same thing you just said, I'm not so convinced that he's going to make the team. And I went back the last couple of years, try to see, get a rough estimate of year to year how many D linemen the Raven like to keep, and it is in that 5-player range. So you name them there, Matt Abike, Jones, Washington, the rookie Peebles, and Jenkins. Well, there's your 5. Do you have room for a 6th? And if you do, is it Brent Urban or is it CJ Ravenel, who they signed as well? So I don't know. It seems like it might end up being 5, and again, we talk about how deep this roster is overall. It's going to be really hard to get to that 53 number. With that being said, Brent Urban in the past has been a guy who initially gets cut on cutdown day as kind of a wink-wink, nod-nod deal. Maybe they stash somebody after that, bring him back. So when it's all said and done by week 1, is Brent Urban here? Wouldn't stun me because I think, you know, from his perspective, if he's coming back for year, 12 of his career, 11 or 12, I think he would have to be pretty upfront with the team. Hey, if you guys want me back here, do I have a legit shot to make it? I'm going to work hard.
Sure.
But I'm not just coming off the couch here and walking away from my family if I don't have a real shot. So I think it'll be interesting to monitor.
News from the Nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. And then finally, Malachi Starks. Very excited about this kid's potential here as a rookie. And as we said, a loaded secondary, at least for now. And here John Harbaugh talks about his young new toy.
Probably, you know, if you were going to sit there and say what was the one of the biggest reasons we drafted him is because of that very reason right there. And I think Zach has just made so many – he's made the point every day multiple times in meetings and practice field and everything else about getting the ball, about taking the ball away, about assaulting the football, about catching the ball when they throw it to you, about catching tips and overthrows, all these different things that he's been emphasizing and working on. I think the guys are buying into it in practice, and they're making the ball, they're making a lot of plays on the ball. So again, let's take it to the games. Malachi is a great example of it. He just has great ball skills. He has great range. You know, all those guys back there, you saw one today with DeAndre made a great play. So happy with those guys.
Yeah, talking about, you know, forcing some turnovers and the ball skills that Malachi Starks has, whether getting his hands on the ball in a pass or forcing fumbles and all of the good stuff that goes along with it. The Ravens rarely turned the ball over offensively last year. So you would figure they'd be one of the best teams in the NFL in regards to turnover differential. And not so much. So it'll be incumbent on the defense, I guess, Nolan, to pick up the pace. And Zach Orr knows that. Chuck Pagano brought in. He is certainly aware that the players themselves know that to get to where you need to get to, start to dominate that turnover battle week in and week out.
Right. I mean, that's been their clear message since day one. I want to say Marlon Humphrey kind of got the ball rolling on that. But ever since then, anyone and everyone somewhat involved with the defense on this team has echoed the same statement. They need more turnovers. It's clearly become almost an obsession with them so far this summer.
I mean, that Cleveland game, the loss there, I mean, how many opportunities do the Ravens have to get picks and seal the deal and let them literally slip through their fingers? Kyle Hamilton right before Winston threw, which turned out to be the game-winning touchdown, dropped that potential pick 2-3 times in one single play. Trying to avoid that sort of thing this year. When we come back, let's count some dough. Turn it up Tuesday style. We'll talk about sports subjects with buy or sell. Ryan Divish, Seattle Times, talks about the Mariners. They're in town, winners of 7 in a row. They're right up there in the wild card standings, trying to overtake Houston in the AL West. Why are they so good? Because they had a couple of close but no cigar years. Now they're ready to rock and roll. So they're in town. Ryan talks about their strengths. Get to the Funhouse. NFL lunch at 1. American League East report at 1:15. And then Vinny will be joining us live for One Winning Drive.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
888-1057 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles taking on Seattle tonight. PBT at 5:30. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Live from Pickles. Me, Jim Hunter. Joe LaCroix. Vinny's out at one winning drive with the Ravens. Relatively late day here on this Tuesday. Practice started early, but still news coming out of one winning drive nonetheless. Creepy closer to college football. NBA's already talking about who's opening the season. Yeah, we're getting there. But right now, let's count some dough. How about a little buy or sell?
All right. What's the stock market looking like? S&P 500 is up. They're up 56. Dow Jones also up 459. NASDAQ up 215. But Under Armour got a rain on the parade, down 2 cents. DraftKings down 6 cents.
Wow. And I'm wearing my Under Armour Jimmy Patso specials today. Not helping the cause, apparently.
But they feel good and they look good.
They do.
And that's all that matters.
Yes to both.
We'll start with the Ravens here today. Actually added another running back to their training camp roster over the weekend, signing Myles Gaskin. Recognizable name there. He's been in the league for a while, but it has been many years since he's done anything of note in the regular season. Just last year, totaled -1 yard on 3 carries, no carries at all while splitting time between the Rams and Vikings 2 years ago. Now, you may be asking yourself, why would he be added to the mix? Well, we know that both Justice Hill and Derrick Henry, they're off limits in terms of preseason action. In the opener last Thursday, Rasheen Ali and Keaton Mitchell, they both got a lot of run. Did very well with it. Good first preseason action for them. And D'Ernest Johnson, he was in the mix as well. He's on the camp roster. Buy or sell, Bob. Gaskin's arrival signals that the Ravens intend to keep Mitchell out of preseason action the rest of the way.
I'm going to go ahead and buy that. I'm guessing they'd like to see him get a little run returning kicks because that might be his job, at least starting September 7th against Buffalo. But proceed with caution. The kid's busted his ass to get back to where he was health-wise a couple years ago. We saw the burst against the Colts last week. Yeah, let's not get dopey here. Hey, D'Ernest Johnson had his moments with Cleveland a couple years ago. Get these camp running backs getting the workload. Rasheen Ali, as we talked about earlier, step up to the plate. But I don't know, Keaton Mitchell, get your practice work in, but shut her down in game time.
College football, the preseason AP Top 25 was released yesterday. Texas is holding down the number one spot. As far as the Big Ten is concerned, 6 teams are included here. Indiana, the surprise story of 2024, well, they're being recognized for that with the 20th overall spot heading into this year. As far as college football writer Brad Crawford is concerned, this is an overrating for the Hoosiers. He says another year relying heavily on transfers. Can they mesh well together like they did last year? And a direct quote here from Crawford says, there's no yellow brick road to a playoff appearance this season in terms of scheduling, since the Hoosiers play 3 top 15 teams in Big Ten play. Are you buying or selling this take here from Brad Crawford?
I'm going to buy it. And Cignetti's a great coach, and he's got the culture changed. Roman Hemby, remember, local kid transferred from Maryland to go play in Indiana, but they're not going to catch anyone by surprise this year. So Indiana, as we discussed yesterday and earlier today, Nolan, they've been, you were handed a seat at the party. You want to stick around and honor your reservation, or is that going to be taken away from you because of subpar performance here? Tougher schedule, that always comes into play, too.
How about the Orioles? Their pitching staff actually enjoyed great success the last time they faced the Mariners. A 3-game sweep for the Birds, and even held Cal Raleigh, I guess, somewhat in check. He did have 4 hits in that series, but just one of them going yard. His total, though, on home runs on the season now, because a lot has changed since the last time these two teams met. 45 homers on the year, and he's hit one out in 3 straight games, so he's on a heater as the team is on quite the heater right now. Pitching matchups, Dean Kramer goes tonight, followed by Rogers and Sagano tomorrow and Thursday. Buy or sell, Bob, Raleigh hits no more than 1 homer again in this 3-game set.
Selling it. Selling. He'll pass Johnny Bench tonight because Bench hit 45 in 1970. He'll hit a couple before it's all said and done. And, you know, I had to go back to that Seattle sweep. That was after they swept the White Sox. They did won six in a row. And that's when the infamous now line from Nolan McGraw was, well, we're back. And they went 4-2 in Oakland, or whatever. They'd swept the Mariners, lost 2 out of 3 to the A's, and was like, well, are they really back? And we were kind of bummed that they did all this good stuff and the good team, and then lost 2 out of 3 to a team at the time they should have been spanking. And it seems like only 2 months ago.
That was a good week.
Was it?
One of my best weeks in recent memory.
Oh, with the proclamation. Hey, come on, dude. I've been doing this for 26 years.
No, I mean, it was a good week. That was the last time I was happy about the Orioles. Take me back, man. Come on.
What else we got?
We have a giveaway. Just when you think the giveaways are done on Vinny and Haney, we pull another one out. This week, Marshall Tucker Band. They're going to be performing at the Maryland State Fair on September 5th, and you can get some tickets right now. They are on sale if you want to buy them at marylandstatefair.com. But as I always say, you don't have to buy them if you're lucky enough to win them. So I'm going to look for caller number 8 at 410-583-1057. That'll be today's winner for 2 tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band. We'll be giving these away for the rest of the week.
So get in here, win a prize. Free stuff's always good stuff. So get in here. Caller number 8, as Nolan said. Go back, talk to Ryan Divish, Seattle Times, about the Mariners. Why are they so good? Cal Raleigh got his contract extension, and he's now the dude behind the backstop in the American League. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Is a bust because of injuries or because they stink, or is it a combination of both? Your anticipation level for Maryland football, as we're less than 3 weeks away from kickoff against Florida Atlantic International University. And then you got Northern Illinois and then Towson and then a gauntlet of the Big Ten. We think we'll see. Can't get any intel from College Park. Anything else you want to get into, we're here for you here on this Turn It Up.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In Major League Baseball, and here to talk about that red hot Mariners ball club, let's welcome back to the show from the Seattle Times. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's Ryan Divish. Ryan, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here in Baltimore again.
How you guys doing?
Doing all right, man. Not as good as the Mariners, of course, here in 2025, but really percolating as of late. And, you know, we'll get into Cal Raleigh in this monster season, one of the great offensive season a catcher has ever had, for sure. But brought Suarez back with all the syllables in his first name. And then, of course, you got that nailer from Arizona. When Seattle was addressing the team needs, Ryan, before the season, what were they? And when did they kind of figure out that, all right, whatever we did in the offseason, just not good enough. So we're all in now? Is that the vibe?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think they looked around and just kind of saw what the American League was looking like, the American League West specifically. You're getting this historic season from Cal Raleigh. And I think they felt like, well, okay, we're not very far off from where they need to be. And, you know, I think also they realized they didn't do a whole lot in the offseason. So here there was an opportunity with Naylor and Suarez to go get guys that could help them and fit and maybe not have to give up as much prospect wise or spend as much money, which is always big for the Mariners. And they were able to do it. I don't know that when they started this season that they thought realistically this is where they were going to be. But, you know, the season's changed. I mean, I thought the Orioles were one of the best teams in the American League East for a lot of reasons, even without their pitching being perfect. And we saw what kind of happened. I think you have to adjust to the outcomes of the baseball season and be flexible to what you've done, what you've accomplished, whether it's good or bad.
Now, Ryan, you mentioned that you're spending some dough, not to digress too much of the great run that they're on, but can the Mariners live in a, maybe not a high rent district, but financially, could they get into the middle class, upper middle class when it comes to, you know, futures contracts here? I mean, Raleigh got paid.
Yeah, no, they have the money. And sometimes I think they're resistant to spending it, but like this is a market that's supported the team very well. You know, they've had some issues with their regional sports network and how they were going to monetize, you know, and build revenue off of that when they kind of had some struggles in terms of some of their partnerships backing out. But they're not a poor franchise. I mean, they're not the A's, they're not the Rays. I mean, they're sort of not even the Royals. They have a lot of money, and they certainly could probably spend more than they have. They just, you know, I think that's the biggest thing is like they've been kind of passive when it comes to being aggressive, when it comes to winning. They'll sit there and tell people, oh, we want to win, we want to win, we want to win, but then they don't necessarily do what it takes to do that. And I think that's the frustrating part for a lot of people.
Now with Cal Raleigh, I mean, here in Baltimore, Matt Wieters way back when, but Adley Rutschman now is like, hey, we got the dude who's going to be the premier catcher of the American League for many years to come. Well, Raleigh has passed him, same age, basically. And it's not like Raleigh hit two home runs and this is all coming out of nowhere. He's been thumping the long ball for a while. But why the zone that he's in at this point in time? The OPS is pushing 1,000, where he right now, I guess, Ryan, would be the front runner for most valuable player.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he should be considered the front runner with Judge being hurt and just given what he does behind the plate on a daily basis. I mean, I think that's something that can't be overlooked. He was a Platinum Glove Award winner last year, and defensively he's probably the best catcher in baseball. I mean, you know, they have different ways of measuring it, but in terms of framing and pitch calling and throwing and everything else, from a hitting standpoint, I just think he did some stuff in the off season. He went to, you know, he worked with some hitting coaches privately,
and then, you know, continue to work with Edgar Martinez and their new hitting coach, Kevin Seitzer. And one thing is they just tried to impress upon him is just make a little bit more contact, because he hits the ball so hard. He's so strong that if he just makes a little bit more contact, you know, that the results will come. And that's what we've seen is his contact rate. You know, he's still going to strike out from time to time, and he's still going to swing and miss from time to time. But more often than not, he's making quality contact more often than he has in the past. And we've seen the ball go up. I remember Scott Service, the former manager, saying that if Cal hit 240 to 250, he would hit 40 home runs. Well, he's hitting about 265, and he's, you know, already got 45 home runs. So that's what we've seen is like, if you're that strong and you hit the ball that hard consistently, good things will happen.
Ryan Divish, Seattle Times, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan, talking about the Mariners in town, taking on the Orioles 3-game set starting tonight, 6:35, game one. Dean Kramer for the Birds, taking on George Kirby. Wu made the all-star team, which is great, watching the reaction from his family when he announced it. But Gilbert, me and Nolan picked Gilbert to win the Cy Young before the season. I guess we jinxed him early and all that good stuff. But how's the rotation coming along now, Ryan, as we're approaching mid-August, getting ready for that pennant stretch here against the Astros?
Yeah, the rotation has been solid. It hasn't been, it wasn't going to be like it was last year, where I think they had 90 some quality starts, you know, and nobody got hurt. Nobody missed starts last year. I think that's the difference this year. George Kirby missed the first month and a half of the season with some shoulder fatigue. Logan Gilbert missed almost a month with forearm strain. Bryce Miller has not really pitched much this year because of just some bone spurs in his elbow that he's working through. And so they haven't really put all their guys out there at once. They've had to patchwork it. And so I think that's been an issue at times, but they're getting healthier. You know, Kirby's been back. He's starting to kind of pick it up a little bit and kind of find like his rhythm. Gilbert has looked much better since coming back off the injury list. And Bryce Miller would likely come back, not in this series, but the next one when they travel to Philly. He's throwing one more rehab start. So if they can get all their guys healthy, and the steps that Brian Wu made this year and the jump that he's made, you know, all of a sudden that rotation looks pretty formidable. They just haven't been all together at once and healthy all at once. And that happens in baseball. And you try and tell fans, hey, like, because they say, well, you know, last year they were so great. I said, yeah, but last year just doesn't happen very often. Right. Where five starters, you know, basically, you know, I think they used six total. They had six starters make, you know, I think 161 starts. They had one other guy make a start, like a spot start, but the rest of the time it was their main five guys plus Emerson Hancock, who had filled in when Wu was hurt a little bit last year. So like, that just doesn't happen in baseball. I mean, you guys have seen it with the Orioles, like the number of guys they've had to run through trying to make it through a season. And so I think if the Mariners can get Miller back to where he was and Gilbert and Kirby continue to progress, then they're going to look a little bit more like they did last season. And maybe in some way, you know, missing time on the injured list is never good, but, you know, you're not going to be pushing these guys up to 32, 33 starts again this year, that maybe they'll have something a little extra in the tank come September when they really need them.
Ryan, are these guys all long for Seattle, or would the Mariners be inclined maybe to, you know, sacrifice one or two because, you know, the financial ramifications? Because you talk about the injuries to the Orioles, the Birds could use a pitcher or two in the offseason. So,
I mean, I've always thought that was been a fit forever, like that the Mariners, with all their starting pitching and everything, that they're a fit with the Orioles because the Orioles need it, you know, and they didn't. The Orioles had a hard time either by desire or by like just kind of convincing somebody to come in and pitch and pay the money for a free agent. I always thought that maybe like Bryce Miller or Kirby or somebody might get traded, you know, so they could, because the Orioles do have a lot of position players and the Mariners have had a hard time attracting free agent position players. So I don't think that's an avenue that's completely evaporated. And you're right, they are going to struggle because all these guys are getting very expensive. All of them will be super. I think Kirby and Gilbert are super two guys, so their arbitration's an extra year. They've given no indication that they'd sign an extension. I know they've kind of hinted around it with Logan Gilbert, but there's been nothing firm. I think Kirby will end up back on the East Coast somewhere. He's a kid from Rye, New York. You know, so I do think that that's something that they may have to address. They also kind of lucked out this year with the Angels being weird in the draft, and they got the Mariners were able picking at number three to get Cade Anderson from LSU, who's considered one of the top pitchers, and kind of stole him. And so they already project him to be as part of their rotation by the end of next season if needed.
Ryan Davis, Seattle Times. Ryan, appreciate your time as always. Good luck to the Mariners throughout the rest of the season. You know, go easy on the Orioles. It might could be a long 3 days for the Birds, but it is what it is. They play the games. Not here to take hostages and make excuses. Ryan, we appreciate it. Enjoy the series. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take it easy.
There's Ryan Divish, everyone. Here's Nolan. There you go. Mariners, they have an abundance of pitching, and there's always been kind of that Orioles maybe kicking that. Luis Castillo's name was the one that always popped up, but we'll see. Mike Elias, hope you're listening. I mean, there's an opportunity. Let us lowly fans tell you what to do. What do you think of this Kirby Gilbert sort of thing there? Kirby's 27, Gilbert's 28.
I mean, I'd be all in if I was looking to buy. I just don't think Seattle, depending on how the season pans out for them, is going to be willing to let them walk. May have missed the window, to be honest. It felt like a year ago, 2 years ago, was the time to strike a deal between the Orioles and Mariners, not just because the Orioles need the pitching that they have, but it went the other way. The Mariners needed the surplus of bats that the Orioles had in their farm system, guys like Kobe Mayo. Could have been expendable there, but you saw what they just did at the deadline. Well, we'll go get our bats elsewhere if we need to. So I don't really... It'd be great if they're willing to come to the table and talk to Mike Elias. I just don't think they need what the Orioles have.
And the prospect pools dwindle a little bit for the Birds. And as we just talked about, Ryan Divish, I mean, it's a matchup that made sense 12 months ago, or maybe more going into spring training last year, or even this year, quite frankly. But now, I don't know. Because they're going to have to pay him. They might not afford to be able to. And the Orioles could jump in here with the controllable years that Elias values so much. But, I mean, they don't have a pitcher in their system right now that is right, that would even be comparable. Like, oh, he's their third-rated prospect, for instance, with the Orioles. Get him and, okay, we envision him to replace Kirby Gilbert, even a Castillo or Bryce Miller coming back from injury for that matter. And they just drafted the kid from LSU. Orioles don't have anyone even close to that level.
No,
right,
I guess,
now, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Boston Bateman, who they got in the Padres deal, would probably, I think
with
he's
that
the
Nunez guy who's, what, 17, 18 years old, who's ascending up the Orioles ranks, but he's not.
No,
think.
No, and they're still a ways away. I mean, you like the physical attributes or the traits that they do have, but I mean, we're talking about a single A pitcher. So, you know, it may be more advantageous for the Orioles to take that guy and bundle him to get a pitcher that's ready now. You know, I mean, if you fall in love with him, if you think he'll develop, then sure. But I guess my biggest sticking point would be, well, you can't, don't fall in love with all these guys. You know, all the guys that you just picked up at the trade deadline, don't give me this garbage about how that they're the future of this team. You know, when Mike Elias came here and was talking about an elite talent pipeline and building it, I was all on board because to me that can go multiple ways. You know, I think there was a conversation on the morning show this morning about how the Orioles now have, you know, from their recent draft picks or guys that they acquired at the deadline, now in the top 100 of prospect rankings. Does that move the needle for you? Does that do anything? And the fan response generally would probably be right now, well, no, who cares? I'd rather see a winner. Understand that. But any GM should look at that situation and be salivating. Any GM that's worth anything should look at having all those top 100 prospects and say, well, this is great because I can either develop those guys to be something for me, or I can use them as ammunition to execute a trade. But for whatever reason, Mike Elias's tenure here after building an elite talent pipeline, his words, was to just let that pipeline burst and not do anything with it. I mean, what good are all the prospects if you're just going to sit on them?
And you have descending prospects in some areas, too. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate what's going on with Heston Kjerstad with the injuries and, you know, the fatigue that is costing him valuable time. But at this stage of his development, he's overcome a lot, the myocarditis, then the hamstring. I mean, this is a guy that was on the playoff roster 2 years in a row, and he'd be firmly entrenched somewhere in the 2025 and beyond lineup. Who knows? I mean, he's been surpassed by Dillon Beavers and maybe others moving forward here.
No, there's a lot of outfielders. A lot of outfielders coming up. Now, not all of them are on the fast track. Like Vance Honeycutt's having a rough go of it right now.
Oh, yes.
I think he's a way away, but it's not like he's the only name. You know, Beavers is just the most ready right now, but there's others. So I see a logjam. There's been a logjam in the past, and it goes back to the whole point. Where are you willing to change? Where are you willing to adapt? Or I guess better put it, where are you willing to learn? This would be another example of learning from the past. You held on to all your pieces in the past. You fell in love with all of them for different reasons individually, and it kind of blew up in your face. And you saw firsthand how hard it is to get all of them the necessary playing time for their careers to take off. You can fall in love with all these guys. You can think highly of them, that they're great players. But there's not 12 positions on the diamond. You know, so at some point, you're going to have to move on from a guy you love. And in a case of a Kyle Stowers, if that ends up getting you a Trevor Rogers who does great things for you, then fine. A win-win trade is good. It's good for the game. If it's good for you and it's good for someone else, as long as it's good for you, who cares? You know, that the only part that you should care about is the return you're getting. And if you got a good return, then who cares what you gave up?
Well, like the old Sting song, if you love someone, set them free.
Absolutely.
By the way, you mentioned Stowers, ESPN.com, with their panel of experts. Top 50 players in baseball right now, led by Aaron Judge. Kyle Stowers coming in at 29. Higher than any Oriole. Gunnar was 31. Only Oriole to make the list.
29?
29.
Jeez.
Kyle Stowers.
I mean, I like the guy, but prisoner of the moment? Are you kidding me?
Right now. Not 2 years from now. Not last year.
As in that list is going to change in a month?
Or possibly. Like, hey, 0 for 35 will get you in trouble in a big, big way. We'll come back, Pete, some more football, NFL lunch style. We'll get to the American League East report. If you want to talk Orioles with us, we'll get you around 1:15. Then Vinny's going to be joining us live from One Winning Drive Live. You are listening live as the Ravens back at practice today. Relatively light day, but ramping it up because the Cowboys loom on Saturday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.